Hello.
Nirmal?
Yes, sir. The line got disconnected. So give me one second.
Hang on a second. Like I said before, I'm at work. I'm very busy. I need to talk to my boss for a second. Hang on. Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I'm actually
a little bit stuck on this whole business because eBay, they've never done this kind of thing before.
I understand, sir. So you are not a one person. Each and every person is facing this problem each and every day. Like, sir, whenever, sir, you go online and use your internet, like online shopping, checking emails, online activities, you can visit any websites. At that point of time, some pop-up ads comes up from Google, like queue in cash, book your flight, install the antivirus. You got many type of ads. At that point of time, someone like get your old details. You can click any by mistake, any of the ads at that point of time. Someone access your IP address and get your all information. Alright?
So out of this, what type of information do you want from me?
No, I don't need you any information, sir.
I want to
stop the payment because you are not giving any authorized this transaction. So that's why I want to stop that, all right? And in case any money debited from your account, then I can refund that money, all right?
Yeah.
I believe you understand.
You're saying, I've done that and it does nothing.
Okay, you can see a wallpaper or like lot of applications like phone, camera, Google.
Yes, I see all that.
Yes, and find out the application. The name is Play Store. P-L-A-Y. Yes, Play Store. Yes, yes.
Yeah, I've got that up now.
All right. And open up that.
Hey?
Open up that.
Okay, I've opened it up, yes?
Yes. And look on the screen, on the top, you can see the search panel, like you
yes,
know there.
Bar, yep.
Yes. So touch on that and put over there eBay, E-B-A-Y, eBay, then space.
Okay, so E-B-A-Y.
Yes, then space.
Yeah. What was the second one?
Give a space, like give a gap.
A space.
Then A
yeah.
as an alpha.
So eBay Australia app?
No. eBay, then A as an alpha, then N.
Yeah.
N as in November.
Okay, so I've got eBay app.
No, eBay, then space, then A as an alpha, then N as in November, then Y as in yellow.
I'm having a really hard time understanding your mind.
Okay, I would like to answer the call, all right?
Okay, I've got eBay on the search bar. What's the second thing you want me to type?
Give me one second. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for being on hold. Your call is connected to the senior supervisor. My name is Alan DeCosta. How are you doing today?
I'm all right. I was just having trouble understanding the fellow before.
Sorry for that, sir. Like right now you're talking to the senior supervisor. I'm going to help you for further. So will you please let me know one thing on your mobile, what you can see right now?
I've got the Play Store app open and I've got eBay typed into the app, search bar so far.
Okay, do one thing, sir. I want you to remove that eBay from the search bar right now. Remove eBay
okay,
from...
it's gone.
Now I want you to type on that search bar, quick support. Quick support. Quick. It's quick support. Q-U-I-C-K space S-U space support. S-U-P-P.
Quick support, yeah, I'll drop that.
Now search for that and please let me know what you can see. Do you see
okay,
anything?
It says quick support, team viewer.
And do you see something which says team viewer quick support? Do you see that? Team viewer quick support?
I can't understand you.
Sorry for that. Do you see something team viewer quick support?
I don't know.
Team viewer
quick.
Yes, yes, yes. Click on that. You are right, sir. Tap on that.
Yeah, well, do you install it?
Yes. So let me tell you what is Team Viewer Quick Support. Team Viewer Quick Support is an application which is going to help you to generate a 9-digit cancellation ID, which is going to help you to cancel the order and also block all those person who is trying to use your personal details, okay? So before give a click on
the can't we just cancel the card and use that account?
Now, first of all, what we need to do, sir, as your personal details is not safe and secure right now, first we need to go ahead and cancel the transaction. Then we need to go ahead and remove the card. And the third and the last thing, we need to block your eBay account for next 24 hours. So whoever is trying to use your details, they are going to block in future. You are not going to face any problem, okay? So you don't need to worry about anything. So tap on install and by the meantime, just be handy with a piece of paper and a pen, okay? So when you get to see a cancellation ID, you need to write down the number on the piece of paper, okay?
I'm going to get a pen and a piece of paper.
Take your sweet time and remember one thing. When you get to see open, please let me know. Don't do it from your side, okay? Because we need to go ahead and guide you for further. So when you get to see open, please let me know what you can see.
Well, I'm just going to get a pen and paper now, but I can see on the screen it says, does it want me to open? Okay. Okay, I've got a pen and piece of paper.
Now, what you can see, do you see something that says open on your mobile? Do you see open? Tap on open, and then tell me what you can see.
Let me make you understand, sir.
What is DPA? DPA stands for Data Protection Authority. As your data has been leaked by some person, and they're just trying to use your details, so we are going to provide you the security for that, okay? So give a click on agree and continue. Now, when you give a click on agree and continue, you will get to see some advertisement. You need to swipe the screen right to left 3 times and then tell me what you can see. Swipe the screen right to left.
Come up with Nook license activation.
Yes, it's your, maybe you're using a Samsung phone, right, sir?
Yes, I am.
Yes, as you are using a Samsung phone, Samsung have some security to secure your details. So on the very bottom, do you see something that says okay?
It says okay, agree.
Okay.
It says click on agree. Click on agree. All right, I'm fixing that.
Now you'll get to see some special app permission, something like that. Do you see that?
Yes, it's special app access required.
Tap on setting. Click on setting. Tap on setting. Now, when you tap on setting, you will get to see a quick support application. Just beside that, you can see a small circle which is not highlighted.
You need to turn it on.
Yes. Now, when it's on, sir, I want you to press the back button 2 times. Press the back button.
I'm back at the open screen.
Now, what you can see?
I'm at the, where it says open.
Tap on open one more time.
Now it says how to connect to this device.
Now wait for a second. Shortly, you will get to see your ID and some numbers.
Yeah, okay, I see my ID. What do I do with that?
You need to write down this ID on the piece of paper. This is your cancellation ID, sir, okay?
I've written it down.
Yes, write down on the piece of paper.
I have done.
Now, when you written down the number, we need to go ahead and activate this cancellation ID for you. So, what I want you to do, sir, I want you to simply go ahead and read out the number slowly, slowly, so we can go ahead and activate the number for you. So, confirm
okay.
The number.
The ID number is 1.
Okay.
5.
Okay.
80.
Okay.
277.
Okay.
265.
So it is 158-0277-265, right?
Correct.
Now let me tell you, sir, when we are going to activate this cancellation ID for you, shortly you are going to get a verification message which says allow or accept. If we can see any verification message, allow or accept, I want you to simply go ahead and give a click on allow or accept. Okay, wait for a second. You will get to see that.
Yep.
Just have a look. Do you see any verification message, allow or accept? Click on allow if you can see that. Click on allow.
Now
you can see start now. Tap on start now. If you can see start now, tap on start now. So click on that.
Yep. Well, using this, sir.
Yes, yes. Now, after that, what you can see?
Now, it's just at a screen where it says, welcome to eBay customer support.
Okay, and you will get to see my name and my job ID was there, okay?
Okay, Alan DaCosta?
Yes, you're talking to me, like you're talking to Alan right now, so that the reason is telling to you, okay? And you will get to see my job ID. If you want to write down my name, my job ID for your confirmation, you can simply go ahead and write down my name, my job ID, okay?
I'm just writing that down now. Job ID is 7021.
Yes, so write down each and everything. When you've done that, please let me know.
Okay, I've done it. What do you want me to do now?
Now, when you written down the ID and the password on the job ID on the piece of paper, I want you to simply go back to your home screen of your mobile where you can see all the regular icons like camera, gallery.
I can see that now. I'm back at the home screen.
And will you please let me know one thing, sir? Do you have an eBay application on your mobile? Do you have an eBay? Open that.
Okay, I'm opening that. It's open.
Now, when you open the eBay application, have a look on the very top left hand corner. You can see a 3-bar. Tap on that 3-bar.
Yes, I have done.
Now scroll down a little bit and you will get to see something which says payments. See that payments, click on that, okay?
Okay, it says welcome. This is where you can add and delete the payment of options you have to buy and sell on eBay.
Now, as we done the first procedure, the second procedure is to remove the card from the eBay. The first one is done. We activated the cancellation ID. Now we are going to delete the card from the eBay, okay? So if you click on continue, if you can see that.
Yes, so I have done. Now, yes.
Now let me tell you, sir, if you can see something, your Visa card was attached on the eBay.
Press delete on the card.
First, what you need to do, sir, you need to simply...
A what? You blacked out on me then?
Yes.
Hello?
Edit.
Okay, okay.
Edit. Tap on edit.
Yes.
Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, I can.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, tap on edit. Tap.
I have done.
Now, when you tap on edit, you will get to see, you can see your card details. Yes, can you hear me? Is it better?
Oh, it says email or
okay,
username.
Can you hear me?
Gee,
can you hear me, sir?
Yes.
If you can hear me.
Do I need to call
you? If you can hear me, sir, hang up the call. I'm calling you from the better line, okay?
Okay.
Hang up the call. I'm calling you from the better line. You can hear me.